Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Are investors ignoring the healthcare overhaul? That could be a bad move.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The House has passed the health care overhaul bill, the American Health Care Act, and it now goes to the Senate. Investors have essentially brushed off the series of events surrounding the proposal to repeal Obamacare. And Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant says that's living dangerously. Charlie joins us now. Charlie, the House passed its bill on Thursday. How would that measure affect healthcare stocks compared to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but there's a lot of things in the bill investors should be concerned about if it becomes law. A lot of people have gained access to insurance through Medicaid expansion, that sort of thing. The CBO says the AHCA would likely reduce the number of insured patients. That means less access to the healthcare system in an aggregate sense and less sales and fewer profits for healthcare companies of all sorts.
And healthcare stocks rose during the Obama administration primarily because of the expansion of Medicaid.
Yeah, I mean, that was a major force for that was the ACA made business better.
Well, aren't investors counting on this bill being drastically revised? Playing devil's advocate, why should they react? Why should they, you know, be on the edge of their seat?
You know, you make a fair point, and there's good reason to be skeptical. I mean, this is the third time they tried to pass the bill. It barely passed. It's politically unpopular. A lot of senators have complained about the bill's contents. But the consequences of this bill becoming law are drastic, and a low probability is not the same thing as a zero probability.
Okay, we'll go into the reasons they should be concerned.
Sure. So I think there is going to be, as the summer unfolds, some of the headlines around Obamacare are going to come back up. People going through the state exchanges, insurers have to submit for 2018 policy rates. Those are going to be much higher. Insurers are going to start to walk away from the exchanges. Some of them have made it very clear they intend to do that. And I think some of the political forces that are in favor of the ACA and against this bill, it's going to be harder for senators who've complained about the bill's contents when they see some of the effects of Obamacare, you know, sort of crumbling.
Well, hasn't a big problem been not enough Americans have signed up for these plans? And the prices have just gone up. The premiums have gone up.
That's right. Yes, they have. They have. And my idea is that sticker shock might just make some people reconsider. You know, we see that all the time. And certainly we've seen plenty of surprises coming from Washington. And it would be a big surprise if the AHCA passed the Senate in its current form. But we've seen surprises, and this one is going to hurt investors in their wallet if it happens.
Okay. Are there worries about what Donald Trump might do? Because Donald Trump has talked about, in one of his, I suppose it was a stream of consciousness tweet, slashing drug prices.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to score a victory in the healthcare field. And, you know, I think he's very determined to do that. And he's not going to give up just because this bill falls apart, which it might.
I'm speaking with Charlie Grant, the Heard on the Street columnist for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Charlie, you also write that even though healthcare legislation is less important than a tax overhaul, failure to repeal healthcare could have some drastic effects for a tax overhaul.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the original idea in Washington was savings from the Obamacare replacement would help fund the tax reform. And if there's less savings than people had originally hoped for, that's going to trickle into the effects for taxes. We might still get some tax cuts that are beneficial, but investors might be expecting more than what's actually coming down the pipeline.
So if I'm an investor, what should I do with my money? Should I just be worried, or is there something that I ought to be doing?
I don't think you should be doing anything right now anything different, but you've got to be watching this situation carefully. Nobody knows what's going to happen, and markets are reacting as if they know for sure, and that's what's dangerous.
Well, should investors be calling up their healthcare company? Should they be talking to analysts?
I think staying tuned to the Wall Street Journal is a great way to start.
Wall Street Journal reporter Charlie Grant, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Follow the Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.